Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 7th of December 2018, and this is the... Well, I think it's the 931st Moll Out Loud podcast. My apologies for yesterday's podcast, where you got rather a lot of rambling around in my pocket and then out of it. On the recording, I ended up having to make the recording in three parts, and I edited fairly clunkily the first two, but completely forgot to edit the last. So I'm sorry about that. You heard my laborious stepping upstairs and creaking and some broken tiles. And then nothing to explain it at the end. Anyway, that sometimes happens, and it's one of the corollaries of doing a daily podcast. I know that if I was more meticulous with my editing and presentation, I would do far fewer podcasts and maybe even stop them. They are ephemeral, and they are what they are when they go up. And they have managed to continue because of that. And for me, it's quite a lesson. I'm a bit of a perfectionist in some ways, and in my writing life, I find it very difficult to put anything on paper that doesn't appear to me to be pretty ready to go. And so doing something that I can do and then let go of is a good exercise for me, even if it's a little bit irritating for you sometimes. I am walking down to the source. This is sort of my daily walk, or at least it should be, but yesterday I had only drunk half a bottle of water and it was raining. And in the evening I felt drawn to go up the hill rather than come down it. So I'm just going to refill my bottle, and I'm full of good intentions to drink the bottle and not endless cups of tea, which when it's sort of wet outside and mizzly, cups of tea feel like the right drink and water feels a bit difficult. But having it there, and it is really lovely water. Gosh, I feel very lucky to have it. I'm just going past a house where I was watching the antics of three cats yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. Though one was sitting on top of this sort of trellis. Another was on the ground and just watching as a third climbed up another part of the trellis and crept up behind the one that was on top. It's a little bit windy, isn't it? It's been a bit touch and go about coming to the source. The baker's van is coming at 11:30. And I don't really know how long it takes me to get to the source, and it is in the opposite direction. So I'm slurping down there. I didn't bring a stick today. I think that if I do this, of course I'll do it. I need to get back up again at some point. I'll give myself a treat of this bag of frozen peas that I stole from somebody without realizing they belonged to them. I've now refrozen them and used them and then refrozen them so many times that they have actually lost that lovely molding capacity of frozen peas, and they're more like a kind of mushy mass. But still, a cool pack after a walk is good. And I also thought I probably should be doing some physio. I mean, it was recommended that I should, but it just seemed so completely impossible as I was travelling around, or to do it from here, to kind of get to see somebody. So I've made myself a little program, and I shall gradually do it, a program of things that I've found on the internet, but look quite sensible. And so today I outlined the alphabet with my ankle as best I could, and I'll do that again. So I'm bending down because I can see some chestnuts, and I don't think they've got holes in them. What a pity. And outlining alphabet with my feet seemed like rather a good warm-up exercise for writing. What I am finding difficult is to go downstairs properly. I just kind of haven't quite got that flexibility. But maybe just a little bit at a time. I think I might try stepping down from a book or something like that. It was raining last night. It's quite muddy on this road. But here I am at the source. And what time is it? Yes, I'm in good time. But I think I'll probably go up the way I came rather than do the loop. I'm not sure that I really need to have bread. In fact, I've eaten far too much bread. So combined with being almost totally stationary and eating all this bread is going to grow me out of my clothes before I get home. Well, I'm going to pause this for a moment so that I can fill my bottle. Or maybe I won't pause it. I'm just going to put you down next to the source so you can breathe in this beautiful water. It's nice to be able to do all these things with a free hand without the crutches. The crutches are always falling over. So when I had my brace fitted, I noticed that they had this wonderful umbrella thing that looked like an umbrella stand, but wasn't it? It was a crutches stand. What a wonderful invention that was, and how very Swiss. You may or may not have heard anything I just said, but if you did, that's fine. If you didn't, no great loss. I love the way this water just comes out. Ah. Bon appétit. C'est très bien, monsieur. Nos bonjour. Bonjour, ça va?
Elle est fraîche, hein?
C'est fraîche et bonne. Ouais. Vous avez osé, oui.
Ah ouais, moi toujours.
Toujours, oui, oui.
Cuisine, café, tout.
Tout, yeah.
Tout avec cette eau.
C'est une bonne idée.
Bon.
Je suis finie. J'ai seulement une bouteille.
Je fais tout avec celle-là.
C'est bien.
Bon, j'habite pas loin, j'habite là, oh, juste en face. Juste en face à ces maisons-là.
Oui, oui, ça.
Alors, trois minutes, je suis là.
Et c'est la seule place sur la globe que
ouais.
Ce n'est possible.
Oui, oui, oui.
Je suis en ville, au village.
À la Muse.
C'est à la Muse.
Oui, je sais, je connais les propriétaires.
Oui, oui.
C'est moi qui coupe les herbes.
Ah oui,
c'est
oui.
Moi qui tombe, c'est moi qui tombe.
Et maintenant, c'est... En automne, ce n'est pas... Je ne sais pas.
C'est plein de feuilles.
Ah oui. Bonne journée.
Allez.
I didn't hear him coming behind, he was so quiet, but I do see him down there a lot. My French completely escaped me, so a smile can go a long way. It's interesting today, I sat down to do some work on the novel and immediately felt really tired and I'm wanting to find an approach that where I don't get that reaction. But I think while I'm here, and perhaps even more since my accident, I'm really wanting to listen to what my body's telling me, and you know, if it's making me tired, that's not the right thing to be doing. So I'm wondering whether there's rather a lot of ought coming in, recognition of time passing. It's now, we're nearly halfway through my stay here. But it's been a lovely unfolding of the time. It's been I think it takes a couple of days to enter into a place, and I think I really did need some recuperation time when I first got here. And you get into the rhythm of the place and also into the rhythm of the other people around, getting to know them more closely, seeing where conversations go. A lot of people really willing to open up and go wherever the conversation takes us. So I guess a lot of courage amongst the people who are here. I haven't forgotten you. This isn't putting my phone in my pocket without pausing. This is just me thinking and listening to the water. And unbuttoning my coat. It was quite cold when I first came out, but going uphill is always a good warmer. So one of the reasons for coming for the walk, if any reason is necessary, was to think about or ponder on or allow to emerge the way forward with the novel, and I suppose at a deeper level whether that is where I need to go at all. So that would be quite a big change. I'm not sure. Well, maybe I need to just be with that not sure. But while I'm unsure, I think I want to be doing something. And when I say doing something, I'm something else creative that allows my mind to go into that flow mode. I'm at Dead Tractor Bend again. I hope that tractor's enjoying all the weeds that are growing through it. It's sprouting from every orifice. Well, I hope you have a good day today. That you can engage with whatever's most important to you. Perhaps you have found a way to come at it slant, so that it's not dazzling you, or being too demanding of you. I hope that you've also been able to enjoy some outside, some nature in or out. The leaves here are really, you almost feel as if you can see how much they've turned. It's probably not true, but just in the last 10 days, maybe it's just the way the light's falling on them. I hope also that you are able to converse, communicate, spend a little bit of time with some other people. Sometimes it can be in person, sometimes it'll be online or on the phone. I hope you're able to allow conversations to unfold naturally and with openness. And above all, I hope that you can find pleasure in the day. Thank you very, very much for listening, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.